podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, XRPRadio.co.uk in Scotland, Oldies XL in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Mega Rock Radio, and KFGD 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, and Rudaroo Radio on Ocean Beach, San Diego, California, and of course, right here on buildascene.com. Yeah, mess my own station up. buildascene.com/radio. This is episode number 649 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight are Rob and Mike from OK Otter. What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
How's it going? Thanks for having us.
So, I always mess the intro up. I've only been doing it 650 times.
That's great. I mean, that's a really long time. How many years?
This is year 18.
Damn. I mean, shoot. Sorry.
That
is that okay? I'm just yeah. Before you came on, Bill was like, "Don't curse or anything." I'm telling him I don't usually curse, and the first thing out of my mouth is the curse word.
So, yeah. So the first episode was on September 14th, 2004.
Okay, nice.
Wow. I didn't actually know it was going to be anything, but here we are. I actually recorded episode 650 last week. So oh, yeah. You're 649, but I've already recorded 650.
Oh, no. Switch it around. Make us.
And I'm recording 651 tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Did you do like any celebration? Like at your 500, did you do anything?
Sometimes I have people on that have been on a bunch and we talk about things that yeah. happened on the show, but nothing major. Cool. I did a couple anniversary shows. Raise money for a local nonprofit called Rock for yeah. Life.
Nice.
But you know, nothing major recently. And the numbers are getting, you know, 500 was probably a good time to do something like that, and I didn't.
Yeah.
So now I guess I have to wait till 1,000.
Oh yeah.
They pile up fast once a week.
Yeah, I mean there are so many I know this isn't a podcast, but there's so many podcasts it out is. Now, and it's like it if you this is crazy to get this far with the show. I mean, this is it's basically similar to a podcast, same thing. I feel like a lot of them like fizzle out.
This one's a hybrid. It
yeah,
it is a podcast. You can find it on all the podcast sites that nice. You've heard of, and some you haven't heard of. And then it does run on the different radio stations.
Yeah.
So it started out as a live show on a streaming radio station. And bands would come to my living room, the room I'm sitting in right now, and play live in my living room.
Oh,
and
nice.
There would be like 30 to 50 people in my apartment.
Oh, yeah?
And,
oh, that's and, cool, though. Yeah.
And then we had my son, who's 14. And then when his twin sisters were born 2 years later, that was the last time we did that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we had a 24-month-old and two twin newborns. And,
yeah. Rock bands playing in the
yeah, lots of things changed then.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about you guys a little bit.
Sure,
it's gonna be one of those nights. I say that every episode now. I mess something up. So you are from the State College area.
Yep. Yeah, I'm in State College. Rob's in Tyrone, and then our keyboard player, who might hop on. During this, he's from State College as well. So it's just the three of us.
I spend a little bit of time there every year. And usually I'm there with students and I walk past what used to be the Rathskeller all the time. And I'm
like, oh yeah.
Really want to go in there because yeah. I know it's history.
Yeah. And doggies now.
Yeah. Yeah. I finally had a chance where I didn't have any students with me. It wasn't the Rathskeller anymore. I'm like,
yep.
Can't.
Yeah,
it's not worth going in now.
it's like similar inside, but they actually made the they did a cool like patio area, like a what do you call it? It's kind of like an outdoor area, just sort of in between the alley and the bar, which is pretty nice. I'll play there acoustic sometimes, just like you know cover gigs. It's kind of fun, but yeah, it's not that it's Rathskeller. I feel like is the oldest name in the bars around here, like everybody, especially all the alumni come back and want to go there. It's you know, kind of like you were saying, but they're all bummed out with the name.
Yeah. Is it the same people at least?
I don't think so. No, I think it's new owners.
Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to hit you with some questions that you probably sure. haven't been asked before.
All right.
Some of them you probably have, but
the answer is no.
Here, I'll hit you with an easy one first. Probably the most cliche one I'm going to ask all night, and that's where the band OK Otter come from.
The name?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. So I've done. It's a kind of a combo. Like I used to do some kid stuff, kids music, and I kind of want to get back into that. Especially I have four kids, so I'd like to continue working on that a little bit. And I just thought it's kind of like a nice name for kids music. It's also Googleable, so you type it in Google, it's the only thing that pops up is our band. But I mean, really, it was more like some of my favorite bands, Dr. Dog, Fleet Foxes, Modest Mouse. I like the alliteration and picking an animal And I was like, I like otters. So I went with that. So not a great, not super interesting. I wish I had a better answer, but
how did the three of you come together?
Sure. So me and Joe played together. He's the keyboard guy. We played together in college. I mean, like, I graduated in 2010. I think Joe was maybe 2012, but he was in my band. We were called British Phil. We used to play at like Cafe 210 and the Dark Horse a lot. And we play a lot of original music, kind of mixed in with covers. I left after school. My wife and I were living in the Philadelphia area for over 10 years. And during COVID, you know, my job was, I'm a cybersecurity engineer, and my job went fully remote. We were like, do we really care about living in Philly? And we're like, not really. So we kind of looked for just a place we enjoyed more, which was State College. It's beautiful here. It's also halfway in between the grandparents, because my wife's from Pittsburgh, so we're right in the middle of the state, so we're close to all the grandparents. And then that's how I reconnected with Joe.
It's funny how they named that county Center County.
Yeah, it makes sense. But yeah, me and Joe started playing together, duo stuff. We were doing a lot of cover music, and I wanted to kind of play some more originals. And that's when I reached out to Rob. I think it was just a Craigslist ad, right, Rob?
Yeah, it was just I saw an ad for drummer.
I posted. So I don't even know what I posted. I probably posted like, hey, you know, original music or
well, that's what caught me was I saw, you know, looking for a drummer for original music or whatever. And I was like, all right, cool. You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, kind of at the time I was in a couple other bands at the time, but like I had time to do stuff. So I was like, let me check it out, you know? And it turned out to be really good stuff. You know, this guy's an amazing songwriter that, everything he writes is good, has good hooks, and it's just solid, you know?
Thanks, Rob. Embarrassing me. There's nothing embarrassing about that.
I mean, it's, you know, you're a good songwriter, so.
Thank you. Well, we probably would have met anyway, because I've noticed that the Craigslist, like, if you go on Craigslist, it's not like when I first got out of college 10 years ago, Craigslist in Philly is like, you have no idea who you're going to meet. Craigslist here, everybody like knows each other. It's basically, you know,
it's either like
musicians in the area.
It's either someone you know or some sort of spam, you know, or a scammer, you know. But I don't know, how long has it been? We've been playing now.
Probably like a year.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah, something like that. Huh?
Yeah, we've done some. We did Arts Fest. That was probably our first big gig. We did Arts Fest and then Shy Bear Brewing. So, got a couple gigs with, we were able to do original music. And then we're playing this week at, there's a venue called Pine Grove Hall that's in the area. So we're playing there. So that'll be fun. All originals. It's on Wednesday. It's a free show. If anyone's in the area, I'm looking forward to it. We were just practicing earlier. Get ready for it.
Yeah. Hey, you ready for your first off the wall question? Okay. What is the best pizza you've had? Because you're a musician. So you have to find a way to link it back to playing music. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, I know the best pizza I've had. I'm trying to figure out how to link it back to being a musician.
Did you have it at a rehearsal? Did you have it on your way to or from a show?
No, the best pizza I had was actually in Wayne. It's called Paola's. That was so good. I forget. They had like one that was like a spicy pizza. What the heck was it called? I forget what the name of the pizza, but they were right from Italy. It was unique, whatever they were doing with the spices on it, but I don't know how to link it. what do people usually say? Are you able to give me ideas?
Usually it ends up being they had it at a recording session or a venue bought it for them. Or
well, it's not my favorite pizza, but we used to eat a lot of Canyon pizza when we were practicing in my college band.
I'll tell you what, man, my one group I'm in, Black Cat Moon, played out there at Spiel's Tavern, and Dan Spiel makes a wicked pizza, man. It's good.
I have not been to Spiel's, but I have heard a lot about it.
It's got the cigar box, you know, the guitars. It's pretty cool.
We're at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's more of a blues. That's more of a blues joint, though. But I mean, it's, Dan makes good pizza.
It's in New Alexandra.
Okay. Yeah. Pittsburgh area.
Yes.
Yeah. Getting in there, yeah.
Doppler Effect, who I have known forever, has played there a lot. They do like southern rock and blues.
Yeah,
and,
nice. Yeah, I probably like that.
Actually, next episode, I have a live recording of them doing an original Christmas song that'll be at the end of the episode. Ah, it's nice. called Santa's Hog.
We're working on one now too. How about her, Mike?
Yeah. A Christmas song too. I don't think it'll be done for Christmas, but we could probably at least release like a demo of it. It's called, I don't know what it's called. It's just about
Christmas time. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an apocalyptic event and it wipes out almost all the humans on Earth and all but one song from every band. Which OK Otter song should survive to help repopulate the Earth? See, Rob? I tried to warn you.
I mean, I would want the song. One of the songs I'm most proud of is called Old Man. So and it's a romantic song. It's about it's kind of sad, I guess, but it's
a sad song, man. It makes me cry, that song. Jeez.
It's about an old man who's, his wife has passed away and he's just waiting. He's waiting to, you know, see her again. So it's kind of about that. He mentions the kids at Christmas are spread out all over the country, but it, you know, and he's kind of wanting to check out,
Mike,
for a while.
That's not going to spur, you know, procreation, man.
Thank you for cleaning that up.
I don't know. I'm just proud of that one. I want that. I would want that one sticking around. It was during COVID, just a funny story. And I play a lot of like Irish music. My family band back in Philly, we do a lot of Irish stuff. And so I write a lot of Irish music too, or Irish influenced music. And I reached out to the best Irish banjo player in the world during COVID, just assuming I was not going to get a reply. And he's like, I said, hey, you want to play on the song? And he was like, yeah. And he had like, I don't know, three different tracks of him playing banjo. Sent him back within, I don't know, a couple weeks. So he's on the track. So it's got this incredible banjo part on it. So it's just, it's really cool. And then I also, same thing with a fiddle player. I reached out to this girl who plays with Alan Doyle of Great Big Sea. I don't know if you remember that band, but they're this huge Canadian band. Same thing. I just assumed she was not going to reply. I think maybe people were hurting during COVID, like some of the musicians, for just some side jobs. And they were both ended up on the track. So it was pretty cool. But that one's more just, I want that one sticking around for, you know, just I'm proud of it. I think it's a little romantic, or at least I was trying to be. Rob, I think you think it might make everyone want to just.
I'm probably like Wendy Peppercorn or something, you know, or something that's like, you know, about getting together and I'll do anything for you kind of thing. Like, you know.
Yeah, maybe here. Yeah, I think I agree with Rob. So, Bill, if you're asking to repopulate the earth strictly, like get people, you know, together romantically.
Don't you love how I do that? Don't say anything you shouldn't say. Here's this question.
Yeah. Obviously, Wendy's about the Sandlot. He wrote a song about it. It's great.
Yeah, it's Wendy Peppercorn from the Sandlot. You remember that with Squints? He's like,
I haven't seen that movie in forever. I have seen it, but it's been
You know, she's the one that the kids fakes drowning to kiss.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you prepared now?
Yeah,
I threw that one at you.
Yeah.
All right, so you're
answer this.
You're leaving a gig, and you notice that there's a DeLorean with its door open and a flux capacitor in the back.
Now wait. Is this the one you put the garbage in to run, or is it the original one that you need?
It has fuel. You're good.
Okay. All right.
So, clearly, you can take it because you bring it back to the exact same moment and no one will know any better. So where are you going in time and what band are you going to hang out with while you're there?
I'd probably go late 60s, real late 60s in the 70s with the Led Zeppelin. The only thing is, like, Led Zeppelin, to me, they seem very like mysterious or something. There's something always that was like almost like spooky about Zeppelin, especially compared to like, you know, the Beatles or a lot of the other big bands. I wonder if that would like ruin it hanging out with them. Like, you don't see a lot. I know there's interviews out there. I just like haven't seen that much of those guys. So I don't know if that would ruin it or not, but I'd love to, you know, see them and hang out with them, I guess, and then come back. So yeah, definitely early '70s before, you know, the early '70s, maybe even like the very late '60s when they first got started.
Okay, Rob, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking not necessarily about the music, but I would go back and hang out with Frank Zappa for a while. I think he'd be a fun hang. Pick his brain. You know, he was something, man. He's watched some of his old interviews of him, and, you know, either that or like Buddy Rich, hang out with him and just, you know, shoot the crap about drums, you know. I don't know. He'd probably yell at me. He'd probably yell at me and tell me I suck, though. So, you know, knowing Buddy Rich, but I'd probably Frank Zappa. Be like, hey, man, let me throw some drums down to this track, man. You know?
I was watching on the, I forget what it was, on like Facebook or something. There, just the interview of him talking about how he solos, like never plans anything out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just all spur of the moment. He's like, hey, when you come see us live, which is kind of how it should be, though. Like, he's like, everything's not so structured, so it's the same every time. It's just, every night you go out, you get something different, and that's what keeps people coming back, because they don't know what they're getting. You know, they know they're getting him, they know they're getting the songs, but they don't know exactly how they're receiving the song, you know, that any given night, which is what's fun about being a musician is, you know, we don't get into it too much, but like when you improvise and you just kind of throw things together and listen to each other and play off each other, that's great.
We love Baby Snakes. Remember Baby Snakes? You know that song by Frank Zappa? Oh. It's like, Baby Snakes. It's like the weirdest song. We used to, in our high school band, that was like one of our inside jokes.
That's just funny.
Sing that to each other.
Yeah, he's weird. His songs are, you know, interesting, we'll say, anyway. But
yeah.
So while we have access to the DeLorean, you can invite anybody, any four people from the history of the world to dinner. Who are you going to invite and why?
Probably Walt Disney. I want to meet him. I was always actually, you know what? I got two. Walt Disney and J.R.R. Tolkien. Well, I'm going to get, well, I like Rob hit two, and I'll think about my other two, but J.R.R. Tolkien and Walt Disney. J.R.R. Tolkien did not like Disney. He hated the Snow White and everything, but I love both of them. So I'd like to see them, you know, see him argue. I want to see what J.R.R. Tolkien would say to him.
Where I was going, can't you do the other two?
Man, anybody in history, like, you know, it's just wild to, I don't know. Your questions are interesting.
I mean, you could pick a theme. You can do musicians. You can do celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to think on this, like, find two people that were completely opposite of each other. You know what I mean?
Well, to give you an idea, the other day, I can't remember all four of them, but Jesus and Alice Cooper are going to be sitting at his table.
Nice.
I go back and, like, I'd go pick up like Michael Jordan in his prime, and then get LeBron in his prime and Kobe in his prime, and have them all play like a game together and see who comes out on top. You know what I mean?
It's going to be Michael. And I'm not even a fan of basketball. It's going to be Michael.
I got another one. Charles Dickens. I think Christmas Carol is the greatest story ever. I love that story. Muppet's Christmas Carol is my favorite movie, probably tied with the first Lord of the Rings. I think it's like the perfect story. And actually, I've written songs about them, like just some of the themes. I just, especially the, like, it's like spooky but touching. I think it's kind of just like the whole package. I wish they would. I think it'd be really cool if they did a movie that was like frightening, like scary, but still like a family, like a PG scary, like, but you know, it hits you, you know, it's pretty scary, but still has like that touching, you know, great ending. So yeah, that's my third.
I'm trying to figure out how they're linked together, but I watched A Christmas Carol. Anyway, I watched it and a Muppets one in the same day at school a couple weeks ago. And in the live action one, did you realize that Scrooge is Alfred in the Batman movies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Michael Caine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about the other one.
No.
Yeah, Michael Caine. Well, I've seen the movie. We just watched it the other night, so I've seen it a million times. Yeah, Michael Caine is the man. He's perfect for it.
You know, I hadn't seen him forever, and he popped up. I'm like, it's Alfred.
Yeah. I love that. So the music in that movie it's my favorite musical as well. Paul Williams, he did all the music for it. It's incredible. I feel like I hum those songs all year round. My wife will yell at me, especially around Halloween. I started singing the Scrooge song, and she's like, "Not yet, gotta wait a little." I'll throw in Wayne Gretzky. I'll just throw in my fourth, just to get some sports. Just like to hear from him, see what he has to say. I want to see him hanging out with JRR Tolkien.
All right, so you're sitting on the bench, and your musical idol sits down beside you and says, "You can ask me one question." Who's sitting next to you, and what are you asking?
First, I got to think who my musical idol is.
I mean, I've already asked Dave Weckl before about the open-close technique. So, I mean, he's one of my idols, you know.
I don't know who that is. Dave Weckl. I was trying to sound cool and be like, yeah.
One of the best drummers, you know, ever.
Yeah.
Oh, he's really good. Yeah, one of the good ones.
Better than Ringo. Yeah, about the same.
Speaking of
drummers, I'm going to ask you a question. It has to do with the drummer momentarily.
I kind of want to say Paul McCartney and just. But I did you see that Peter Jackson thing? It was on Disney Plus. It was what the hell was it called? It was called Get Back.
Oh, yeah. I have not watched it.
Oh, it was awesome. But, and I feel like a lot of the questions I'd want to ask are more just like to get to know them beyond, you know, just, you know, Paul McCartney, to like know what they're really like. And I feel like you got a pretty good idea of just how they were interacting. I know that they're already very successful and far along in their career, but that was really, really cool, that documentary. I feel like I enjoyed that a lot. There's a guy named Edgar Meyer, who was kind of, he was like my bass idol. I don't play upright, but he plays upright, and it's just, I don't know why, I just, the way he plays, I've always been, you know, obsessed with him. But I don't know what to ask him because I'm not an upright player. I play this one. I play a jazz, that's the Geddy Lee jazz bass. I don't know what I'd ask him just beyond, you know, what else are you good at? Maybe that's something I could ask him. Like, what else are you, because I assume that a person that good, I mean, I don't know, Rob, I don't know if you know him, Bill, I don't know if you've ever heard of Edgar Meyer. He plays with Bela Fleck a lot. He plays with, Chris Thiele from the Punch Brothers. He's in that world. He's a virtuoso upright bass player. He's just incredible. And I have to imagine that he gets obsessed with other things too. So that's something I want to know. Like, what else are you incredible at? So I find it hard to believe that those type of people would stop it at one thing. So it'd be cool to, like, if he had just something very, you know, interesting, something mundane he's really good at. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask that drummer question after we talk about and listen to your song. So we're going to feature the song a little bit more tonight. What can you tell me about that? It's kind of like your MTV moment. Give me a story.
Yeah, this is just, it's a song about fighting. So it's basically telling a story about an up and coming boxer. I guess it could be like a fighter, MMA, but I was MMA. In my head, it was a boxer. He's coming up, he's working really hard. You know, he gets whooped by the champion early in his career. The champion gets lazy and he gets kind of complacent in being the champ, and he's not, you know, working out as hard. He's already there, so he's not like striving to make it to the top. Meanwhile, like that guy that he beat, you know, the young guy coming up, he just comes up, he's working really hard, outdoes him and becomes the new champ. So it's kind of very like simple, really simple idea, but that's what it's about.
So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a little bit more, and we will be right back with Mike and Rob from OK Otter. That was OK Otter's song, A Little Bit More. Mike and Rob are hanging out with me this evening. I promised them a drummer song, and it's kind of twisted it a little. But this is the official Build to Scene question. It is, who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, what band do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals?
Oh, man.
Because, you know, the Foo Fighters are constantly bringing people up on stage.
Yeah, that's really cool that they do that. Like that, you know, could you imagine, you know?
They wouldn't let me up on stage. Or if they did, they would kick me off immediately. I can't play anything or sing. Yeah.
I mean, I would totally kill a Foo Fighters song for real. But like, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, there's so many bands I would love to do that. Just one song, you know, like Stone Temple Pilots would be awesome back in the day, you know? I always loved those grunge songs, Alice in Chains, anything with them. I'm a big fan of, for whatever reason, I'm a big fan of Aussie like metal, which is weird. It's like a weird genre, I guess, but like Carnival. You ever hear Carnival at all?
I have not.
With a K, K-A-R-N-I-V-O-O-L. I really love that band. And like 12 Foot Ninja. Did you ever hear them?
No. Mike, have you heard of these bands, or am I?
Listen, man.
Only from Rob.
If you're into like, you know, metal, but like with a twist, like 12 Foot Ninja is wild. Like they're so good. You have to check it out. And, you know, those bands, they would be fun. I mean, they play a little bit more proggy type of stuff. I've always loved Dream Theater. I'd love to, you know, play a song with them would be amazing. Like, or Tool, like, love that stuff, man. Like, so, like, it's hard.
I told my wife to learn to swim the other day. She got mad at me.
Yeah.
See, he got the reference.
Anima. Yeah. Great song. And, yeah, I can. I mean, I've played that before in different cover bands and stuff. I had a cover on Facebook where I did. Which one was it? Was Denima? No, it was something. It was did Schism. Yeah, I used to play all that stuff, you know. And yeah, so I don't know, man. I'm kind of all over the place with it. But yeah, if I had to pick one, I mean, it's hard to do. I love music, you know. And it's hard to say just one. Like anytime it's like, you know, when you're trying to say what's this one thing, it's just like, man, you're killing me with that, you know.
How about you, Mike?
So definitely something I could sing.
No, this is a drumming question.
Oh, I have to drum.
Who have to drum?
Oh, I have to drum.
I'm just kidding.
I would never get up on stage and drum. I play bass or something. I don't know. Maybe like the Killers. I just saw the Killers at Bryce Jordan Center. It was that was like my favorite show I've ever seen. It was like I love the Killers music, and then they had the full, you know, 80s like light show and pyrotechnics and stuff. It was awesome. So yeah, maybe that. And I do like we cover all these things that I've done. It's like, let's do that song with them, sing it. And they let me play bass, do that.
All right. So you guys are headed out on your first tour. And for some reason you hire me to drive your tour bus. Don't do that. What are we listening to in between stops? What am I putting on the radio?
Rob's going to put on some crazy metal stuff. So like I listen to like Gregory Allen Isakov, Raylan Baxter, and that kind of stuff. Michigan, yeah. Rattlers, you know, kind of like singer songwriter sort of, you know, not quite country, like Tyler Childers, like that type of stuff. That's what I would put on. The Killers, you know, I like, you know, the rock stuff as well. Rob will put on something crazy.
Listen, I have technical. You know, not necessarily. I have like playlists with fusion, like jazz fusion stuff that I really like. Like, you know, Snarky Puppy is so good, man. But we'd be playing some of that. We'd be playing some like Porcupine Tree. We'd be playing some of the Aussie stuff. Birds of Tokyo, if you ever heard of them, that's a really good like rock group. You know, all that stuff, man. Like, love it. So good.
What is a non-standard venue that you would like to play at?
Playing a submarine in the Caribbean. Nipple fit.
I don't know if Rob. I don't know if Rob's going to be at that show. Did you see that reaction?
On our honeymoon, we did that.
I'd have claustrophobia, and like I would probably die.
If it was a big sub, it'd be fun. But these like little subs.
Would it be a yellow submarine?
It's yellow. What do you think? Play for the Prairie Dogs. How about that?
I would love to play, like, right near like the like a rocket launch pad as it's going off, and like you're not close enough, you're gonna get incinerated, but you're close enough to where you're gonna be like, holy crap, you know. Or at least shoot a video, because I don't know.
What, a little
nervous. Probably wouldn't sound very good. The rocket going up.
Yeah.
But that would be cool. I've always wanted to see a rocket live, and I've never been able to. So that would be an interesting spot, like a rocket launch pad or something.
All right. So you can play with any band at any location. And this question, the first time I asked it was of a band from Denton, Texas. They're called Diesel Beast. And I've named this question the Diesel Beast question because they had a phenomenal answer. But I won't tell it to you until afterwards because I don't want to affect your answer.
Any band, any stadium.
Not even. It could be non-standard too.
Anywhere? You said
anywhere.
Any band in any location.
Any location. Now, while you're thinking, I will tell you that Diesel Beast is kind of like a classical metal band, which will make their answer make sense. And I'm just trying to kill some time while you're thinking.
Can I pick the Killers again?
Yeah. Where at?
I'll change it up. I'll do Paul Simon. Play with them. That'd be cool. And wherever in South Africa where they did that, the Graceland tour, you ever see those videos on YouTube? It's like a cool, like outdoor.
I have not. I feel like I'm going to have to do homework. You need to start sending me links to this stuff.
They have like Angel Falls down there somewhere.
I have. Yeah. Seen, yeah.
Yeah. I play with the, you know, Paul Simon, and his crew. That's because that was always like one of my favorite videos to watch. Some of those like Diamonds on the Soles of My Shoes and you know, some of those songs off the Graceland album. That'd be cool. Just the same spot. Like, I don't like, it's in Africa. There's not like animals walking around or anything, but it'd just be cool to be there. It's also just like the history of that gig.
Oh man, I don't even know. Man, I just said the launch pad, man. That'd be awesome, right?
That's what made me think of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You can use that. What band?
Well, I got to be something different, though. Now, here we go. I would love to play. I've been here before, but I never played with a band here, obviously. In the middle of the night, right? When a full moon, right? Out in the middle of the salt flats in Utah, Wendover, Utah, right? I've been out there before when the moon's out. It's like such a surreal place to be. And just, you know, I'd have my boys from OK Otter, man. We'd just be doing our little trio thing.
Cool.
And yeah, there'd be like five people there, you know, and they wouldn't clap after we got done playing.
Be quiet.
No, but that setting, I mean, that's if you've ever been out there, you know, to Wendover, Nevada, Utah, it's like right. It's a border town right on. And that's where they do the mile, like I used to play casinos out west, and we'd play, you know, some places in Wendover. And I go out there in the middle of the night, like we'd get done playing. I just go out there, and like everything's just lit up, like glowing white. It's just like the weirdest, like so most surreal place ever, man. So cool.
If they were going to make a biopic,
a
documentary about OK Otter, who is going to play each of you? It's kind of like The Dirt with Motley Crue.
Oh, man. I mean, Danny DeVito will probably play Rob.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit. Chris he's Hemsworth not tall enough.
Wait, who did you say was going to play you?
Chris Hemsworth could play me, I guess. Probably makes sense. who would play Joe? So our keyboard guy, Joe, he's got long hair and a beard. He looks like Jesus.
It would be Jim Caviezel.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jim Caviezel. Was he the Jesus in the Passion? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh god.
Danny cool DeVito. Danny DeVito though.
I don't think his feet would reach my pedals, man.
That's
they have tricks for that. Tom Cruise looks tall in every movie he's in.
Yeah,
he absolutely is not.
He played Jack Reacher, he's supposed to be like 6'6".
Okay, so I promised you two easy ones. Here they are.
Hold on, Rob. Who do you think should play me?
Play you?
Yeah, you laughed when I said Chris Hemsworth. I mean, I think that was pretty good.
I mean, you look just like him. I mean,
tall might be too, or just as tall as him.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm 5'9", Bill.
Me too.
Who would I pick? I don't know, man. It's. I think you're spot on, Chris Hemsworth. You look just like him.
So here are the two easy questions for you. Where can the listeners find you guys online?
Instagram's like the one I use for social media. Our Instagram was deleted. Reached out to Meta. There's no reason. Apparently, like our cover band has the same name, Okay Otter. My brother-in-law, I think, is he's one of our guitarists. I think he just got hacked. Like his Facebook or something, and they shut down his personal Facebook, his personal Instagram, and our band page, which is the same. Like we were kind of using the band page for the original stuff, and also the cover band that's out of Philly. Just like no reason. I mean, we only had a couple million followers, so I'll tell people. But there's no explanation. I've reached out many times. They said, oh yeah, we'll call you back tomorrow. It's just like, it was the worst experience ever trying to get back. So we just gave up and we just have a new page just solely with the, directed at the original stuff. We're not really touching any of the cover stuff. So it's crazy.
Yeah. On the social media aspect, I mean, obviously Spotify, we're on there, so
yeah, Spotify's the big one. But like whatever, anyone, if someone just subscribed to Apple Music or whatever, you can find the music there.
Search on YouTube as well.
Yeah, YouTube. It'll
come up. Yeah. So all the major whatever.
And lastly, what's up next for OK Otter?
We're working on a good batch of songs, we think. They're all kind of fit together nicely. I don't know if it's going to be an EP or an album, but something that in the past, a lot of, I have two albums with OK Otter, and the first was called Dad Rock, and the second was Dad Rock 2, and they're kind of all over the place genre wise. There's a song where I'm trying to do the pop country thing. There's the Irish the old band song that I mentioned early with all these Irish instruments. There's just straight up rock and roll songs. There's pop rock, kind of all over the place. So we're just focusing a little bit more on this next EP or album, depending on.
I see what you did there.
What?
A little bit more.
A little bit more. Yeah, a little bit more is going to be on it. So yeah, the track that Bill played, all the songs are kind of like in that vibe. So fit nice together.
Yeah, no.
So.
All the older, like all of his older stuff before I joined, he basically did the drum stuff for his dad or whatever. Now that I'm a part of it, he's letting me like help with some mixes and stuff like that, which is awesome. We're gonna focus on throwing some real drums in there, and the next step's world domination.
Yeah. And I've never had anybody that was like really interested in recording original music. It's always just been me by myself. Like Rob said, I could sometimes get my dad, who's the cover band drummer, or my brother-in-law, who's our electric guitar player, sometimes get them to put some stuff in. But for the most part, it was just me putting all the different parts in. And I'm not like a good drummer. So like I shouldn't admit this on a music show, but I would do like kick and snare. And then I go back and do the hi-hat like later. So I wasn't really even playing the drums like out of kit, like a real drummer would. So now that Rob's like, he's adding the real drums that are mic'd, and he's into it. Like me and Rob actually work throughout the week. I mean, we have kids and jobs, but we send songs back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, it's how this song got put together,
Yeah, we did a music video. We did like a video of us recording in our basements. So you could see like where we record. It's on, it's for this song, a little bit more. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, he'd send a scratch track to me. I'd throw drums on it, send it back to him. Then he'd record over top of that. And it just kind of works, man. And then his buddy Brett Alexander does he'll master it up. He does good work.
He's from the Badlands.
That poor guy, man. Yeah, from the Badlands. That poor guy, he deals with so much crap from us, but he takes it with stride and does a really good job. And he does whatever we ask him. It's great.
Yeah, he's been great. So, but yeah, so EP, I don't know if it's going to be an album or not. We probably, I write a new song like every week, so we could probably make it an album, but we'll see. The only bad thing is like when you write a lot and you use all your songs, sometimes that's not a good thing. Sometimes like some stinkers will work their way in. When you hear about like real, like, you know, famous bands, like real successful bands, they write so many songs, but they don't use like probably, I don't know, a fourth of it. I don't know.
What you've always impressed me with is your ability to write just good hooks and good songs. You know, like everything I've heard from you, like you send me something. What do you think of this? I'm like, dude, that's great. Like you're always so like unsure of yourself sometimes. And it's like, dude, it's music, man. You know,
I do band photography as well. And when I first started, I used to put out everything I took. And that was not a good idea.
Yeah,
start to get now it's like
That's one thing we need is some new photos and stuff. But like, we're probably the least photogenic band in America.
That picture behind us is like for Arts Fest. That we don't even have a picture. We don't have a good picture of the whole band, like all three of us. We have like one or two on an iPhone or on your phone, Rob. But I just got this big, I was in it for Arts Fest, and we have a local guys, the Band Junkies. They help a lot with the original music scene in State College, and they do photography as well. So I just went over their house and they took a couple pictures, but like, that's all I have. So we'll have to get some more.
Maybe Wednesday, my friend will come out and shoot some photos.
So I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for having us,
man.
And everybody, make sure you go to okotterband.com and make sure you check out buildascene.com weekly. Pennsylvania Rock Show is released on Fridays. The Three Questions and a Song show is on the 1st and 15th of each month. And then semi-monthly, it's supposed to be monthly, we do Friendly Fire on XRP Radio, xrpradio.co.uk. We don't have one scheduled for December right now. So it may not happen this month, but that is a live show. And we take music from our music scene and put it up against the UK music scene. And we have a battle. Ooh. And usually they win. But but the people judging it are in their chat room and in Europe. I don't see how it's fair. with that said, check us out next week. And we'll see you then.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Before Christmas lights in shopping malls, shiny box in soccer balls, even back before electricity, things were much more simple then. Wish I could go back again and celebrate the way it's meant to be.
They'd gather round that firelight and read about that holy night. Get on their knees and pray and wait for Christmas Day.
They read the Bible. They knew the story. The birth of Jesus. In all his glory, and the angels all sang hallelujah, and the shepherds knelt to pray in fields on high. They knew the story of that silent night.
Home this year, it's time to spread the Christmas cheer. Everybody's helping trim the tree.
Mama's cooking's in the air, still snowing and no one cares. We're all going to church on Christmas Eve,
and we'll gather round that firelight, tell stories and sing silent night. Get on the knees and pray.
Story, the birth of Jesus in all his glory. Jesus in all his glory. That silent night.
Check.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.